After the tone, please speak your name into the telephone. Thank you. Please remain on the line. Hold for acceptance. Hello, this is a prepaid collect call from...
Hey, Mom, it's me.
An inmate at a correctional facility. Three-way or call waiting is not allowed and may automatically disconnect this call. This call is also subject to being recorded or monitored, except for privileged communications between attorney and client. Your current account balance is... $16.60. Please select from the following options. If you consent, charges for your call have been accepted.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, sweetheart.
What you doing?
Oh, actually just kind of sitting right now with my leg up. I get up on it in the amount of time it swells and hurts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to take all your minutes today. It's going to...
That's okay. I'll put more on. Oh, can you hear when it says it?
Yeah.
Don't worry about that. You got... Don't even. I called Sherry again.
Mm-hmm.
And she's writing a letter to the judge, and she's trying to figure out what she's got to do to get in there to see you.
She hasn't talked to anybody yet?
Well, she has been really sick. She was sick for like 2 weeks.
Wow.
Bad flu.
Mm-hmm.
But from the first time I called her and she called up there, Darlise has not called her back.
Hmm.
So that says something.
Yeah, that nobody cares.
She does. I do.
Well, I know, but that's good. She's going to write the letter to the judge, huh?
Uh-huh. Yes, she is. She's already started it.
Has she?
Yes, she has.
Maybe we can get more people to write letters.
Do you want to? Do you want me to?
Sure. I don't know if it'll do any good, but... Couldn't hurt.
That's right. We don't give up. Then I talked to Beth, and she should have... some money to what's-his-face by the end of next week.
Good.
Uh-huh. Yep.
He was saying something like, well, you know, I'm going to do this for you, this Swift Insure thing I'm going to apply for, as long as Man's going to give me money. So let's make sure he does a Swift Insure before he gives him that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Not him at all or something. You know what I mean?
Yes, I do. I will relay that.
Yeah. I just hope they give me this chance because it's a high-profile case. They probably won't.
Do you know much about the program?
No.
I called and left messages with Joe Eldred, and I'm very upset that he didn't call me back.
Yeah. It's all about money for everybody, honey.
I know.
I don't know what to do with my kid. I'm so stressed.
Sherry didn't blame you for not signing off of them. But you do know that you're their dad no matter what.
Yeah.
You do know they know who they're...
I don't want it to cause me any problems. So if it's gonna, I'm gonna sign off.
I understand what you're saying, and she told me this too.
Mm-hmm.
But if
it doesn't, then I don't want to give up.
I don't blame you. Neither does anybody else.
So?
And Papa Steve, because he was with us today, Steve said it doesn't matter. They all know who their dad is. And he knows they're their dad. If it comes down to that, you know, in this blah, 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 blah situation, so be it. But it doesn't change a goddamn thing, and that's what he said.
Well, I hope that Steve and Debbie will write a letter, and they'll come in my sentencing and read it. And I hope that maybe you and the girls, I don't know who else, but... But I just would like everyone to write letters to the judge. Talk about that program, talk about, you know, the working on getting me... If this is when I was convicted, you know, let me do the time, let me be on strict guidelines when I get out, and let me put me in some type of program, you know? Therapy, all this kind of stuff. I'll show them. I'm going to do everything that they want me to do 10 times.
You have.
And if they, you know, and then I can get out and try to find a job to help pay for things, you know?
Uh-huh. I will talk to Robin. Everybody will be here. I wasn't going to do Thanksgiving. I didn't want no part of it. But I told Amanda, I said, it's not right. I'm not gonna shortchange the kids, so we are doing it here. But everybody will be here, and I will tell everybody that I would like.
I just would like everyone to write one to the judge.
Okay.
And maybe if they could write 2 letters. I know it's a lot to ask, but we can write one to the judge and just say, give me some type of a sentence. Just suspend this until I get out, and then let me do the program to show them. You know what I mean? Don't take away all of them. So that the judge can have one, and Amy McDowell can have one, you know?
Oh, I see. I see. That's a good idea.
Just everybody you think will talk to Timmons about it, too.
You know, this may sound harsh, but I'm going to say it. Where you're at right now, what harm are you doing? Why pursue that right now?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's stupid. Why put the burden? Why spend the dime? All of it. Why? You are in no danger to anybody.
Yep, and when I get out, they can put this tether on me and do all these things, and they always know I'm in. And put guidelines in place, and I'll follow them just like I have. So just talk to everybody you can, because I just want them to hear this, but I want some people to come read the letters to the judge.
Okay. But in my letter, can I say things that wasn't allowed to be said, let's just say?
I wouldn't probably, if it were me, go into too much of that. I would just...
Things should have been considered.
Mm-hmm. Well, whatever you think. But bottom line, I was offered 9 months with a good time, and time served, it would have been 6 months. You know, I'm asking to try the Switch and Share program, which has extra consequences if I screw up, which I'm not. You know, I'll do whatever they say. It's twice as much as they were saying. The 6 months is a whole frickin' year. And I've already been on tether for this. I've been away from my family for 19 months. And they can put me on a tether. They can keep me away from them. But, you know, I'm going to show them.
Mike, you showed me you're more of a man than any man I've ever met in my life.
I don't know.
You are. Do not doubt yourself. And I want to know why nobody in there knows when haircut day is.
I don't know if it's... No one knows anything here, it seems like. The guard just... Well, we don't know if it's... They have... how many... It could be a week from now or a month. She goes, who knows? It could be longer. It could be less. We just don't know. Just... She don't know if she comes when so many people sign up or... I don't know. I don't think that's a priority, you know, so. If it wasn't for the worry of my family, it wouldn't be as bad, you know.
I know.
So, but he was talking like 5 years today. He said, I hope that's, you know, if I have to go, it's, you know, not any more than that.
One thing's for sure, it hasn't changed anybody that loves you's opinion. Everybody knows this is wrong. Everybody, Michael, you would not believe.
Sylvia and Dave Kilgore sent me a card today.
Carrie called me. She called me all upset and crying. And what can she do? And I said, this is what you can do.
Maybe they would even write a letter to the judge.
I will ask.
All these people we can think about, and then I don't know how to get them to her or whatever, but or they can come to the court that day. I'd love to fill my friends and family with the court that day, you know?
Uh-huh. You mean the day of your sentencing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then again the day, the next day.
The most important thing is the day of the sentencing. The other thing is just a pre-trial or whatever, you know?
Okay. I got to say, you know, I don't know much about the Swift and Shore program, but, you know, they're set there for a reason. And if they're saying that there are very strict, you know, guidelines and everything to follow, you know, you offered him this, he denied it for all the right reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Just if you send a letter, you know, tell everybody to hang on to a copy of it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? But,
yes, I do.
But, I just think that they're going to judge me harsher because it's such a high publicity case, you know, and they shouldn't. Not my fault. They wouldn't leave us alone.
No, none of it's your fault, honey. None of
and them. I tell you, I just pray that it works, and they do it. They'll never see me here again. It's just hard.
I know it is.
I know. I wrote a letter to the kids today, their goodbye letter. But I'm writing another letter. I'm going to tell Vera when I see her that, you know, I don't want to give this letter to them right now because I really want to keep writing as much as I can to them. And, I just
hope. If it was only the jail time what you faced, you know, you could have took that plea and been done in 6 months.
Yeah.
You know, that's not it. What was most important to you was your family. You know, and the judge should see that.
Once you're a criminal, once you've been accused of something, you're a criminal in their eyes. That's how I feel. And once you're here, you're a second-class citizen. And no one cares what you think. No one cares about anything, you know? And it's really sad.
I'm going to get a hold of Jeff Van Norwick.
Yeah.
And have him write a letter.
If you will, that would be great.
I will. I will put more money on my phone Friday.
Yeah.
Or I should be able to do it later, too. I'll check my checkbook. Because I haven't paid my loan payment. I've been off work, you know, and I haven't got a check yet from Workman's Comp.
I got Carrie's letter today, too.
You better write her a letter.
This call will be terminated in 2 minutes.
Okay, and
yeah.
You better write her a letter.
She sent me one. It's just hard because I get all emotional, you know?
I know you do. I do, too. That's why you haven't gotten another one from me because I started and have to put it down. But you keep in mind, Michael, I know you're in there and you're away from us, but you're with us. You're in our hearts. You're not away from us.
It's so hard on Amanda and the kids.
The kids it is, but we're getting the kids, you know, as often as I can. And I want to tell you something else. We talk like you're just away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. I talk about you to them.
Yeah.
Yes, I do. And I'm going to continue.
Tell Carrie that the growing point trims nails and beaks because she wanted to take Bill to get his stuff done.
Okay.
I mean, this call will be terminated in 1 minute.
Yeah, she wants to keep him there. It's fine, but she wants to move in with Amanda, too, so I don't know.
I don't know what she wants to do.
I love you. I'm just so sad.
I love you millions, and when I'm...
But talk to everybody about this, and because it's the 13th, and I'd like some of these people to read to the judge, you know. Talk to everybody what they think about it, and just let me know. I love you.
I love you, Michael. I love you so much.
I'll talk to you soon.
Millions and millions, baby.
All right. Love
you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, baby.